John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Thursday, July 19th is going to be a very, very special night at Punchline Philadelphia, because that's the night that Frank Caliendo is coming into town. One show only, 7:30. Tickets available through punchlinephilly.com, and he is on the phone now. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, John.
Oh, we're singing today. Okay.
Yes, why not? That's the way my act is going.
It sounds like it's going a little Broadway there, to tell you the truth, Frank.
Sometimes there are moments in our lives that change us forever.
Now, if you could make that a rap, we'd call it Hamilton.
Right, there you go. I was going to say Barkley Karaoke. Because of Thriller, Nat, those zombies go to Egypt. That's the great thing about Charles Barkley, is he finally, I guess, came out of the karaoke closet, and I'd heard him do it before, and there's nothing worse than hearing Charles Barkley live, you know, and cats in the cradle and a silver spoon, little boy lads and the dog in the moon, and the grave there was a little man, Spud Webb was the better man. I love the honesty of Charles Barkley. I wish in this PC culture that we seem to live in, I'm always worried about what I'm going to say. I admire Charles Barkley for his honesty. He'll take his flack and then get on with it. But when he was talking about Draymond Green in the Western Conference Finals, and he just flat out said what he was thinking, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face. I've never heard that in like an NBA telecast, any kind of professional telecast, right? That seems almost like something you'd hear on YouTube as a voiceover joke. But then the way he said it actually too is, I want to punch Draymond Green's ass in the face. Is that even possible? What is that? I don't even understand that anatomically. So, but his apology is what I really loved, because that's where even more honesty came in. You could tell they made him apologize. And his apology was truthful. He's like, I apologize for Draymond Green having such a punchable face. And me recognizing that and not keeping myself from following true with what I want to do. It might be those fake brace commercials, whatever it does, it wears on the teeth. That, you want to knock them in the face, knock those teeth back, and have to wear that retainer thing. That's what's crazy.
You know what's wild? You're telling the truth, and it still sounds like it's one of your bits.
Kind of is. I mean, see, that's where my act is coming from now. And at Punchline, that's what I'm working on. Uh-huh. It's taking more from actual truth instead of creating these scenarios.
Right.
Just coming from the reality and talking around it more. Uh-huh. And truth is so much better, I'm finding, because I have an honesty behind it. And so many times people have come up to me after shows, and it's usually women will be like, you got to talk about your family more. I love when you bring up your wife and your kids. And guys are like, do more voices, dude. So it's just kind of broadening my audience. I started to talk about my wife a little bit, my kids, my daughter, she's turning 12. I believe she's just gone through menopause. I'm not even sure what's happening there, but she's difficult at times. I love her so much, but she was really testing that. And then my son, he's about to turn 14, but I haven't seen him for 2 weeks because he plays a video game called Fortnite.
Oh, God, yes. Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's so addictive. I've never seen a game, anything. Like, we would play Pac-Man or we'd play Space Invaders, and you get stuck on that for a couple hours, but all it was aliens marching across. That was the whole game. Now they're immersed in the game. And for one thing, like, my son will say, hey, you want to watch me play basketball? I'll be like, yeah. Then he sits down at the Xbox. I'm like, that's not watching you play basketball. Although now they're kind of starting to make that an e-sport, right? So that is going, because kids who aren't that talented, who aren't 7 feet, can now have their parents watch them play
basketball.
Yeah, crazy amounts of money. But then he'll try to do that stuff on the court, and then you'll be like, no, your vertical leap is in the negative numbers. You don't have hang time. So the game is so addictive that I'm trying to, Fortnite, I'm trying to get my son hooked on heroin just to get him out of his room. Is that okay? I mean, at least he'll meet new people, right? Yeah. He'll meet new people. He'll learn about commerce, precision with a needle. He might be a doctor because of it.
Frank Caliendo will be at Punchline Philly, a very special night, Thursday, July 19th at 7:30. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. Frank, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Hopefully we will see you sometime in the not-too-distant future, or at least talk to you again before this show happens.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.